The Lord be with you. Have you ever thought much about angels? That's right, I said angels. Have you ever thought much about the spirit beings that the Bible says that God has sent to help you on your way to heaven? I think that because they are spirits, because they are invisible to our physical eyes, veiled to our five senses, that we might not think much about angels and their vital importance in our lives. But the Bible does give us this wonderful assurance about the reality of angels. As in the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, I read, all angel spirits are sent in the divine service to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. Those who are to inherit salvation. Well, of course, that's you and me who are believers in Jesus Christ. That all angel spirits are sent in the divine service to serve for the sake of us. Now, I really had not given much thought to these celestial beings sent by God to serve us all the way from our birth to our death. Well, I believed the Bible when it talks about angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim, dominions, thrones. But honestly, I had not thought much about these wondrous spirit beings until the night that my father died unexpectedly at my parents' house. And later that night, when we got home, our four-year-old son, Wyatt, said to me, he said, Dad, I saw two angels tonight where Grandpa died. By the way, Wyatt is now in his 40s, and I have his permission to tell you this story. Well, when Wyatt told me about seeing two angels, I asked him, what did the angels look like? I'll never forget what Wyatt told me. He said the angels, they didn't look like men or women, but they were bright and shining. And I asked Wyatt, I said, well, where were the angels? And Wyatt said, well, they were standing by Nana. And I realized then that in my mother's night of overwhelming grief, that there they were, two angels sent in the service of God for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. Remember when our Lord Jesus Christ was in the wilderness for 40 days being tried and tempted by the devil? It says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 13, it says that angels served Jesus. And then later, on that dark night in the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus was on his way to the cross, wrestling with temptation, it says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 43, that an angel came to strengthen Jesus. And of course, we see many instances throughout the New Testament in which God sends angels to serve his people. Of course, the Bible commands us not to worship angels, as only God is worthy of worship. But I am encouraged in these difficult times in which we live, I'm encouraged to know that there are supernatural, celestial, heavenly spirit beings sent in the divine service of God's people. And I think that only in heaven one day we will see and we will realize the help and protection of God's special servants sent to serve. To serve us on our journey to heaven. It was our son Wyatt that night that my father died that got me to thinking about God's angels serving you and me. And then some years later, when I became a chaplain for hospice, well, I talked with many dying people whose eyes were open to see as a little child saw that night, these bright and shining servants. One day in our hospice inpatient unit, I was standing with four or five other people around a dying man's bed. When the dying man, he motioned for me to move. He motioned for me to move, he said, because there's an angel standing behind you. As God readies us to leave this life and to enter into heaven, our eyes are open to begin to see God's angelic servants sent to service. In the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, we read about the prophet Elisha and how an angry king from nearby Aram had sent horses and chariots and a great army to seize Elisha. And when Elisha's servant sees this great army that has come up against him, he's afraid. And Elisha prays, "O Lord, please open my servant's eyes that he may see." And the text says, "So the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire all around." It was angels sent in God's service. And for that moment, Elijah's servant's eyes were open to see the spiritual world. His eyes were open to see spiritual realities of God's angels sent in the service of those who are to inherit salvation. That's you and me who are followers of Jesus. Yes, the Apostle Paul is right when he says that you and I, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. And God has sent his angels today to help and guard you. You can count on that. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thank you for listening. Until next time.